With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States will partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
When Nicolas Maduro appears eventually in a New York courtroom to face drug charges, his attorneys likely and are expected to challenge his arrest by claiming sovereign immunity. But legal experts say that argument unlikely to succeed because the United States does not recognize Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate leader. The first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to a deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, gets underway Monday morning.
Nearly 4 years after a gunman killed 19 fourth grade students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, police officer Adrian Gonzalez will go on trial for allegedly failing to take action to protect students. Many families believe that if Gonzalez and the nearly 400 officers who responded had confronted the gunman sooner, instead of waiting more than an hour, lives might have been saved. I'm Donna Water.
Well, the price of oil has slipped and precious metals surging after U.S. forces captured Maduro. U.S. futures were flat, while Tokyo's Nikkei 225 surged 3%. Gold gained 2%, silver up 6%. Friday, U.S. stocks were mostly edging higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham calls out the Democrats.
In an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, more than 130 Democratic members of the House and Senate are urging the justices to strike down state laws that bar boys from competing against girls in school sports. Graham, in a post on Facebook, says, quote, "This is sick. Men in women's sports and restrooms is perverted. It seems that most Democrats in Washington are buying into these lies. Pray that God will guide the hearts of the Supreme Court justices." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start, of course, in the Middle East, but a new report says the number of believers in the region still falling. Pew Research Center finds 3% of the population of the Middle East and North Africa now Christian. That's down from 3.3% in 2010. And believe it or not, a century ago, Christian population stood there at 13%. This is SRN News. Ukrainian drone strike killing at least one person, wounding two others, including a four-year-old child, in Russia's Belgorod region.
This drone strike comes ahead of peace talks in Paris this week. In Ukraine, drone strikes in the Kharkiv region wounded three people overnight, while the death toll from Friday's missile attack on Kharkiv rose to four. These attacks come after European national security advisors met in Kyiv on Saturday. There, officials discussed security guarantees and economic support for Ukraine.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. South Korea says the North launching ballistic missiles again toward the sea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected several ballistic missile launches from North Korea's capital region Sunday. That incident happening about 3 hours before South Korea's president headed to China for talks. More details, SRNnews.com.